Let me explain. Because when we have in a setting like this, if a tongue come forth, one person give the tongue, then the other can get an interpretation. The person that give the tongue can give the interpretation also. But if one give a tongue, doesn't give another, give the interpretation, then another has a tongue, and they give the tongue, that person wanted either one that can give the interpretation, but don't let it go any further. Let those three do it. That's what he's saying. Don't let four, five, six, or seven, because what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Going to bring confusion. Because you will never get anything done. So if when we understand this, and when we get back over here to the Holy Spirit, it's going to help you to see what God is doing. He never intended for a congregation to come together and be confused and just get in the flesh. And that's what so many have had done. Stuff you've been doing for years, you don't want to turn it loose. You know what I can do? I can just sort of rail back. Yeah, Lord. You know what we're going to do? Come on up, Doc. So I found you. I located you. But when we start talking about how to walk in the Spirit and how to pray and get results, I'm not saying that we can't get emotion because, you know, we just showed you. I mean, you just saw us acting. But I'm talking about the stuff that we have deemed so important. When you get through, they still walk in the same way. All right. So, notice, let one interpret. Now, notice now, let me read on, because I got to move. That he said, by two, at the most, by three. And that by course, and let one do what? Let one interpret. Keep going. But if there be no what? Interpreter, let him do what? Don't keep on trying to give a tongue. Just shut up. Let him keep silent and do what? In the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. See, you can go on, give the tongue, keep on speaking in tongue, but talk to yourself. You are not, he don't want you to serve the service. Is that understood? All right. I'm going to skip the other one because we got too much to cover to get there. The same thing, the same principle you read on down is for the prophet. You don't have, because you have a church full of prophets. I will say this. Everybody don't need to be a prophet. Can you imagine? You got seven, eight preachers, prophets. Everybody trying to prophesy and interpret. You know what it's going to do to the congregation? They're going to bring confusion. Because one going to say this and that one saying that. You need to do things decently and in order so people can learn. You are spirit. That's why I had you say that. And you can know the things that God knows. And you can handle. He puts you in this earth to be in charge. To be in control of these things that we have allowed to control us. Amen. So let's go back. And then I'll come back to this other portion. I want to go back to Acts chapter 2. Where the Lord talked to me about this. And then I may be done. I don't know. Acts chapter 2. Listen to it. Acts chapter 2 verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all aware. One accord in what? One place. Suddenly there came what? A sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And what happened then? And there appeared unto them what? Cloven tongues, back as a fire. And it did what? Set upon each of them. And they were all filled with who? The Holy Ghost. And began to speak with what? Other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Here's what the Amplified says. Let me get over to it. I had it and then I left it. Hallelujah. And when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound came from heaven like a rushing, violent wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were being distributed among them. And they rest upon each one of them. You notice I told you, and yeah, I really don't care if he is watching. It'd be good if he did. My cousin told me one time, this subject came up while we were working on the job. And he told me they were discussing this very scripture. And he said it just fell on the 12. But how can 120 be in the room and just get each of them and be 12 of them? Maybe I'll get that on the way home. And they rest upon each of them as each person, as who? As each person received who? The Holy Spirit. And they were all what? Filled, that is what? Diffused throughout their being. I want you to keep that word in mind. Being. They were diffused. That means they was the Spirit of God penetrate their being. And you know what fire will do. Anybody ever get into any fire? It can put some heat on you, can it? It can put some move in you too, can it? Okay. Throughout their what? Being with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, different language, as the Spirit was giving them what? The ability to speak out clearly and how? Appropriately. All right, here's what he said. He said, didn't you notice? Go ahead and put, I'm going to come at this a different angle, but go ahead and put up Mark Gospel chapter 16 so we can see this. Mark Gospel chapter 16 verse 17. That's what I do for right now. Mark Gospel, chapters 16, 17. Now look what Jesus said. Look what Jesus said. And these what? Signs shall do what? Follow them that believe. How many believers we have in the house? What follow? All right, these signs shall follow them that believe. What's the first thing you? What sign you will see? In my name, you will do what? What's the next one? Speak with new tongue. And so go on. Let me finish the verse. Get the 18th verse. They shall do what? Take up serpent, they shall do what else? If they drink any deadly thing, what? How many of y'all believe that? How come we get so scared when we see a snake? How come we get so terrified? If he bites you, he can't hurt you when you know this truth. You know why? We have more fear of the snake than we do God. That is true. Because if you didn't fear the snake, you wouldn't be running from it. But you think that snake can do you more harm than God can do you good. That preach, Pastor. I know I'm preaching, so you don't.